Welcome to the Yasana Rabbitohs Centre. It's Captain's Run, Friday the 2nd of June, 2023. And we've got Saliva Havili on the screen. Shouldn't be too far away from a return, I wouldn't think. You've got Mavo here on the camera, brought to you by Daryl Lee, where there's something special in every bite. Now I'm just going to go and check that everything's working. So just bear with me for the moment. Apologies that Chaps and Brownie can't be here today, so I'm just going solo. So there's the stream there. And of course we have some live chatters. Okay, so Cess Payne said there's nothing there, Mavo. Well, hopefully there is now, mate. There's something here in the form of this guy here, who I think isn't far away from a return. Karina Haas has joined us in the live chat. Hey, Oliver, how are you? All right. David Morton, how's things at Heffron? David, it's a beautiful morning here. Just a couple of clouds in the sky. Warm. And good morning to you too, Karina. David Morton can't make it for work commitments. That's unfortunate, mate, but I can take you to the Captain's Run live and free on Bunnies TV. And yeah, we've had a little break, but we're back now. So we've had a couple of losses, as you know. And I'll be speaking to Coach JD tomorrow. I'm just spinning around there. Coach JD a bit later this morning. And there's Benjamin Lovett, Park Spaceman, one of my favourites here, one of the Bunnies TV faves. Hope Dad John and Mum Fiona are watching all the way from Parks. I'm sure they will be. Watching their young fella, who made his NRL debut earlier this year. And he might be back during the Origin period, I would suspect. He might be just doing a bit of rehab there, so he's not sure of his status there. Thanks to everyone who's live chatting. Cormac One said, a rare day off means I finally get to watch the Captain's Run live. Hi from New Zealand. Love your work, mate. Love your work too, Cormac One, with the Rabbitoh emblem as your little profile pic. David Morton said he'll be there next week, and he loves Benny. Yeah, we all do love. We're seeing Benjamin Lovett here on Bunnies TV. Now, one of the first guys out this morning was Jed Cartwright. He's over there with Jacob Gagai. And there's a bit of a round of applause in there. Something's going on in there. I don't want to... There's something doing in there. They're all clapping. There's a few people have arrived here to watch the training session. So something going on in there. I don't want to be... It might be private, so... But anyway, this is the Rabbitohs Centre at Maroubra. For those that haven't seen it before, I'm sure you all would have by now, but it's magnificent inside. That's the gymnasium right there. And off to the right is the pools area. There's a hot and cold pool and spa and hot and cold sauna. Through to the backside there, there's like all the medical centre and meeting rooms. So here come some of the players now. So we just saw Neon Dion Teapa come out. There's Alex Johnston, AJ. Who else? We got Pete Mimizelis, Dean Organs, Liam Knight. And we've also got Shaq Mitchell, Daniel Saluka Fafita. I was whispering because they're right there. I don't want me to hear them. Them to hear me talking about them. But any news on Tom? I'm going to ask JD that a bit later. So I'm going to go live again for that. So stay tuned or come back on if you've got time to watch it live. Otherwise, just watch the replay and I'm sure he'll give us an update on Big Tommy. Because I'm curious too. We've also got Cheeks there, Michael Cheek Cam on the right having a laugh. And Tane Milne, unfortunate to lose his spot. But they've brought in Richie Kenner. I might ask JD a little bit about that too. And David Morton said he loved hearing The centre, it's amazing, yes. So the lucky members got to do that last week. And I've had actually a couple of tours in there. I've been lucky enough to do that. And there's Shaq. Another one of our favourites here on Bunnies TV. Great bloke. S. Mitchell, Rabideau 1178. So yes, we're coming off two losses. But as I said on my Teamless Tuesday show, there has been some positives, and one of them is the fact that Shaq is back, and he made a successful return. A big body in the middle, lots of skills, and yeah, so he's one reason to, be confident that we're going to be okay. And here's another one that's just walked out. He's a good healer, this kid. Keon Kalaomatangi. Hey, Liam. Just let Liam Knight just say hello there. There's Hodjo, I think that was, yeah, number 22, sorry, his name just escaped me. Hodjo, Cameron's just coming out, the captain. Need to see the Qantas hostie, I know he's one of your favourites. Dave, and you will see him, there's Jai Arrow. Not Jai Arrow, Jai Gray, I knew his name was Jai. Apologies, got Jai Arrow on the brain, because I'm going to look if he's here today. Cameron's here, so fresh off an Origin loss, and what a devastating loss it was. An Origin. So thanks to everyone who's live chatting. I'm just, as I usually do, I'm just multitasking at the moment. And yeah, so big game on Saturday. Well, every game's a big game in the NRL, I suppose, but it's more particular this one because we're coming off two losses, and there's Tyrone Munro there, flying winger, fullback, goal kicker, plenty of talent, that young kid there. And he was named on the extended bench for first grade a few weeks ago, but this week he's been named for flag. It's Peter Mamazelis, good ball runner, Benny Hornby. It's Daniel Saluka for Fafita, and he was good the other day too, in the middle, when we needed him to be. Unfortunately, we sort of got dominated a bit, so yeah. Let's see if the boys can aim up this week. Now, you've seen Jai already, did you say? Oh yeah, there he is. So we have got two Jais in the house, Jai Gray and Jai Arrow. So there's our Origin stars. Bloody Queensland. It was, geez, they lost Gilbert early. Then they had a bloke in the sin bin, and they still got it done. What is it with this mob? But, I think we missed Latrell. And we could have had Campbell out there. We could have had Cody in at 5'8". Anyway, it wasn't to be. And there is JD, the coach, Jason Demetriou. Smile on his face. And I'll have a chat to him a bit later. And they could have had Cookie too. So there's another one. It wasn't to be. And they could have had this bloke too, Junior. So, oh well. Freddie's team for game two is going to be interesting to see which way he goes. And there you go, David Morton. One of the nice guys of this team. Jacob Host. Absolute gentleman. Well, all the boys are, but him in particular. He's a good lad. As is this bloke here, Talis Duncan. Rabideau, 1190, made his debut. As you all know, against the Raiders. Unfortunately, we got rolled. But I thought he went okay. He did all right. So I just looked over there. There's Sam Burgess too. Amisele and Josiah Carapani there in the black shirt. Sammy's got the peak on, sunwise, very sunwise. And there's Lockie Ilias, the number 7. So yeah, Jai's got the South socks on. And they are a bit of a fashion statement. I just can't see him at the moment behind the fence, but Yeah. A few more boys coming out now. Yeah, Gary Hagan's joined us, and I agree, mate. It's great to hear about the signing of that new kid. I have got his name written down, and I'm going to ask JD about that. Apparently he's a big body. I read that story yesterday. There's Keon Kalamatangi coming out now. And, yeah, so I know Joe O'Callaghan would be pleased to get him, and he's going to go straight into the Black Rabbitohs program. I think next year they're going to let him play out the season up there. Let me just bring up his name, because I have got that written down. Jason Halley is the bloke, and apparently he's pretty good. Yeah, who doesn't want a big middle forward, a big mobile middle forward? So, and there's Isaiah Tass coming out onto the field with his centre partner, Campbell Stretchy Graham. All the boys making their way out now. So we'll stick with the stream here, live and free on Bunnies TV. Regulars will know what happens, but for those that don't, we stick with it for a while. Until the ball work commences, and then it's cameras off. Now, don't read too much into that, although, you know, he might be having a rest. I don't know. Maybe I'll ask. I'm going to ask JD if Jai and Cam are backing up. you know, maybe he's been busy and he didn't throw his the right colour in the washing or something. But, and there's Cody, 3 try assists the other day, so he couldn't be doing much more. And I'll be putting him in there for Origin, as I'll be putting this bloke in too, Campbell Graham. Is there a better centre in the game at the moment? No, I don't think there is. And the game at Origin the other night, Tommy Turbo didn't go too bad, but he didn't light it up at all, I don't think. There's Blakey Taff playing fullback again this week, kicking goals. Good player, a lot of talent. A lot of skill. I'd like to see him get some bit of space up there on Saturday arvo against the Titans. Jeez, wouldn't you like to see him bursting into the clear like he's been doing in the New South Wales Cup? So, yeah. Team Taff here on Bunnies TV, as you know. And there's Joe O'Callaghan. And I might, if I get a chance, I will ask him about that young kid that they've signed. And Nick Lonergan said, Arrow in the captain's run shirt, Cam isn't. Has knee strapping, very concerning. Okay, well... Yeah, I wouldn't read any much into it yet, but yeah, we'll see. We shall see. We don't want to be giving too much away to the Titans, but I'm sure their boys might be a bit battered and bruised as well. They've got their boys backing up, Tino and Fifita. So they're going to be hard to beat. I mean, they're not a bad side. They've won 5 games. We've won 8. So obviously we're just that little bit better, but it's not going to be any easy feat to take them on. Now, you can see my Bunnies TV microphone there in the foreground. I'm wearing one myself, and there's my Johnny Morris Bomber, also known as the Bomber. 300 gamer, played exactly 300 games. And that 300th game was against South. I'm going to get him to tell me that story when I get him, pull him aside one day and just say, tell me about that day and you played your 300th against the mighty Rabbitohs. And Karina said, it's a happy birthday to Stretch. Hope you can play soon. Oh, there you go. Happy birthday to you. So the boys are all out on the field now. I'll spin the camera around. We've got a few more media arriving. But welcome to everyone who's live chatting. Welcome to the Asana Rabbitoh Centre. So I'll just show you the position I'm in. There's the corner post. I'm right on the try line on the northern end of the ground. Ground looks in magnificent order. Sunny morning here in Sydney. And I'm in a bit of a different position today. I got in nice and close. The sun's coming across the camera, so it's a little bit of an effort to see into the glare, but we'll do our best here. Kenny Hawkless said, Tommy B should be back next week. Moali and Havili after the bye. Oh, there you go. Yep. I've seen Havili doing some contact work in one of the photos the Rabbitohs put up. So I don't know if he's, you know, it'd be nice to get him back for the Dragons, but we'll have to wait and see. Peter Cockler said Cam's not playing this week. Give him a break. Where's Tom and Mowali? So, yeah, good question. So they're not out on the field. Big Thomas, you can't miss him, and you can't miss Davey either because he is a big unit. I'm coming here with my dad 3 or 4 weeks ago, and he still talks about how big Davey is. So he is an oversized young human, great young guy. Shout out to Mum and Dad. I know they watch the show. And yeah, so he's a quality footballer, quality young kid, and hopefully he gets back on the field soon, as does Liver, as does Tommy. So we really do need all hands on deck at this time of the year, as you know, during the Origin period. But injuries are a part of the game, so not much you can do. King Hydro 37 said, even if you support another team, it's hard for South not to be your second favourite. Well, I wouldn't know about that because there's no other team as far as I'm concerned. But I suppose any team playing the Roosters is my second team. There you go. So the old evil empire. Before I forget, Bunnies TV is brought to you by Darryl Lee. Making it better since 1927. The Juniors Group of Clubs. NG Farrer. Barnaby Water. You're watching this on our George's camera. Also brought to you by Blast Pit. Site Pizza, giving away $100 worth of pizza every week. And Dot Bill Constructions, who are supporting Reconciliation Week this week. Corey, Dodi and the team will look after all your building needs. Whether it's commercial, whether you've got a massive project, you want to build a bridge, they'll do it for you. Build a bridge and get over it. But, you know, renos, we need a new kitchen. Contact Corey from Dot Bill Constructions and he will look after you. And there is a link in the description of this video. So there's a drop down box if you're watching this. You've got to be watching on the YouTube app or online. We've got links to all our sponsors in the description of this video. We've also got a link to our website, bunniestv.au. We write some great stories there. We've got Kempy, Josh Kemp, writing stories about his experiences at the game. We've got Greg Allen, the young cool dad, doing his NRL recap of all the games. And we've got Mark Emery doing historical articles that are absolutely brilliant. And there he is, the man of the moment, Richie Kenner, the new right winger on the rampaging right. So, and he's going to benefit from Campbell being back, obviously. So, all eyes on Richie. Now, he has served this club with distinction every time he's played first grade. I think the record is 11 tries from 10 games or something. So he can find his way to the line. And as you can see there, he's a bit of a unit too. So in full flight, takes a bit of stopping. And I think on the show during the week, I said he scored 2 tries last week. Correction, he scored 1. But they end up winning by, I think it was a try or two. So helped his team to victory, as did Pete Mamazalis, who scored a great little try that I happened to catch her on Bunnies TV. Now, Kenny Hawkler said, if Cam is out, I hope Talis Duncan gets another run. He's got first grade written all over him and actually reminds me of Murray. There you go. Yep. There's the shades of Murray in him. Maybe a bit of Joy Arrow. He's a solid defender too. Well, so is Cam. But so we're just following the boys here. We haven't been on at the captain's run for a little while, so welcome to everyone who's having a look. There's Damien Cook there. I just mentioned a bit earlier that he wouldn't look out of place in Origin. I mean, I don't know. I don't think Abbey went too bad, but it was just a frustrating game all round the Origin. But you got to give it to Queensland. They were up for it. They were just better in the end. You can't dispute that. And we'll just move on to game two up there at Suncorp and hope we can get the chocolates, because if we don't, it's all over. Red Rover. So, and Darren Sheehan said, good morning, Mavo. Good morning to you. Good morning to everyone who's live chatting. And we are here. There's Eddie Farrah, brother of Robbie. I was just having a chat to him before. We've got to get him on for a chat. Actually, he'll be great. So he'd have a few rugby league stories to tell. Old Eddie Farrer, he's a physio. I think it's the Redfern physio they work out of. He's another valuable member of this coaching staff here. And Alex Johnston is one try behind BMOS, Brett Morris, to go to fourth all time. So if we, that's not Alex Johnston there, sorry, it's Daniel Saluga-Fifita. But AJ is just one try off equal fourth all time. So the boys are coming up there. So obviously there's no Latrell Mitchell out on the field. There's no Tommy Burgess and there's no Davey Morwale. So you can probably see there, I'm struggling to look across into the sun there. That's why usually I'm sort of standing behind where the boys are there. I've had a go there. But over there is okay, but I feel like I'm not as close as to the action as I could be here where the boys come and go from the shed. So, Benny Lovett there, just going through his paces in the foreground. Just seeing back a bit. So I had a couple of other things I wanted to mention. So I can report that the cafe has had a little setback. It's not open yet. And they've blocked it off now, so you can't even get to the merchandise store. They're saying it could be about the 1st of July now. There's some sort of equipment in there that they weren't happy with. The new contractor's in there. So they want to get that changed out. So there's been a bit of a delay there because you just want to come and get a cuppa, get a coffee and watch the team. So I'll just show you where the people are watching from down there. So there's where the public can stand. So it's pretty good access, but there's still no shade or seating. But I have heard a little whisper that they're going to try and do something about that. I think they said the cafe want to put tables out there with maybe umbrellas. And then you put a little QR code so you can order food and sit out there and eat it. So that'd be better than what there is now. There is a little hill over there. I know I saw Bobby McCarthy sitting on that little hill there. So you can sort of stand there. It's a little bit elevated. But yeah, that's your options. Other than that, you can stand over there like that gentleman is over there. Look, so he's got a good access there. So there is still plenty of places to come and watch the Mighty Rabbits at this captain's run. So there's a Pathways doubleheader on Saturday at Redfern. We're going to go live for that. A couple of good games. At 1 o'clock, the New South Wales Cup take on the Warriors. And at 2:45, our Jersey Flag Boys take on the Melbourne Storm. And there's a young kid that's going to be starting in the centres called Ethan Ferguson, who is Latrell's cousin. And there's going to be a lot of people want to see how he goes. So if you want to watch that, it'll be on Live and Free on Bunnies TV from 1 o'clock. Two games, back to back. And it won't be just all about Ethan Ferguson. There'll be, there's a lot of players to watch in both of those games. Liam Knight's going to drop back and start and get some footy under his belt. So interesting to see how he goes. The Warriors aren't a bad side in the New South Wales Cup. They're running fourth. So that's going to be a good test for our boys in the New South Wales Cup. They've got a few injuries, but two, I believe. So they couldn't even name a number 17 at one stage. That's what I heard. And the flag's going to be interesting. They're both similar spots on the ladder. Our boys are fifth. I think the Storm are sixth. So that's going to be a good test. The late game. And then, three games of footy on Saturday. That's Super Saturday, Rabbitohs style. Two games at Redfern. You can watch. Then switch over to Foxtel. And watch the Bunnies at 5:30. And shout out to Kempy and Josh Kemp and Michael Tasker, channel member, who got on the plane this morning, heading up to the Goldie. Should be a good trip up there. I know my mate Jeff from Pubs and Clubs will be there with his little black Jai. Look out for that photo. Every time there's a Rabbitohs game at the Gold Coast, Cbus Super Stadium. We get a photo of young Jai, sometimes his brother or a mate. There's a whole team going there, I think the whole under 12s or something like that. So, yeah. And I know my mate Benny Taylor will be up there with Liam. His son Liam. You might remember Liam, who was a guest caller a couple of months ago at Redfern Oval. He loves the bunnies, and Dad Benny's just moved up there. And they'll be at the game on Saturday, and I'm sure a lot of you watching this will be there as well. Raffaello Solara said, any news on Junior re-signing? News other clubs are chasing for around 700k. Oh. Interesting. No news, but I haven't heard anything on that. Tess Payne said, when is Tommy back? Well, I'm going to ask Coach JD about Tommy, if I can get hold of him after the main press conference. And I'm not sure about Junior. If I get a chance, I might ask him about Junior as well, the status there. Because we definitely need to re-sign Junior. That's a priority, but yeah, it's, we've got a retention committee. We've got some great guys that are running this club. Blake Solly. I was only out with Blake the other night at the Young Henry's Glory Haze launch. Beautiful beer. Thank you to Young Henry's for inviting me there. And it was the launch. I was sitting with the Cheneys, Michelle and Nola from the borough. And Michelle was in the video. And I also spoke to Cavey, the big lad with all the long grey hair. You would have seen him. He gets in the borough. Cavey was in the video. And yeah, they did a nice launch of the beer. And also Chica was on there, Luke Carroll on the video, although he couldn't make the event because he's touring with a show. Yeah, thanks to Dan and the team at Young Henry's for inviting me there. And then we went and watched the footy at the Enmore pub. I sat there with former Rabbitohs Michael Andrews and Darryl Neville, who were both life members of this club. And we had a few Young Henry's and watched the footy, and we were left with a sour taste in our mouths because we are all diehard Blues. Like I said, Queensland were too good. David Gardner said, good morning, Mava. Good morning to you, David. Thanks for joining us on the live chat. We're here live and free on Bunnies TV. The boys are just doing some ball work skills now. Sure, it won't be long before we're getting told to turn cameras off, so thanks to everyone who has joined us. This month we are promoting the Darryl Lee chocolates from the Cheesecake Shop. One is the Black Forest with the red jellies in it, and the other one's salted caramel. And I think they're on sale at Coles at the moment, could be, or maybe Woolies. I'll have to check that. Should have done my homework, but just keep your eye out for your Darryl Lee products in all your major supermarkets. And Jai looks all right. Didn't go too bad either. He came on and I had a look. He ran for about 100 metres and Queensland, it's depressing. Yeah, there you go. So I just got the call from Jez. That's it. We've got Leon Tahau here on the camera. And we're going to have to wrap it up there from the Asana Rabbitohs Centre. Live and free on Bunnies TV. Thank you to everyone for joining us. You can become a channel member. There's a link in the description of this video. And we provide you with exclusive content, members only. And there's Cameron in there on the bike. So, yeah, that's sounds like he might not be playing, but, you know. All the media's here to see that, so nothing that's too exclusive, but anyway. And Trevor Martel, good morning, guys, and thanks for the video. No, you're welcome, mate. Thank you. Thank you to everyone. And thank you to all our sponsors. Don't forget to check out our website, bunniestv.au. We're also on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, LinkedIn, Twitter. You can find us everywhere. Here on Bunnies TV. Like I said, I'm going to have a chat to JD later. I'll do the main presser. And then once that is done, I'll try and grab him for a little one-on-one. And that's always a good little chat because sometimes I ask him stuff that the main presser might not be interested in, like some of the junior kids. So, yeah, check that out. David Morton said, thanks, Mavo, live in three. Cormac once said, cheers, Mavo, the man. Oh, well, I'll leave it at that. Thanks very much. Appreciate everyone supporting the show. And more importantly, let's get up there to the Gold Coast and get a win against the Titans. Get a win the next week against the Dragons, and then we've got the bye. Two wins and a bye, and this club will be steamrolling along on its way to a finals push. And let's hope we can go all the way this year. See you later.